good morning. The governor's office, Faye speaking.
Hi, Faye. It's Dr. Doug at Gold. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, Faye, since I'm live on the radio here calling the governor's office, I just want the world to know how great you are and how great you've always been. You've been super nice. Everyone in the governor's office, super friendly, and I just got to say thank you for just being cool.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Doug. I can put you through to the governor now. Are you ready?
I'm ready when he is, so we're good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too, Doug.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, by the way, for taking time.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great. Now, we're talking about something a little lighter today with desserts.
Right.
Yeah.
What I was going to suggest, they've asked me to do a little jingle about the platinum cake competition. So if you like, I could do the jingle for you, and then
and
it explains. Do you want me to do that?
Very much.
And then,
That's awesome.
Then that would cover it off, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me go ahead. So I'll just go straight into it after three. So 1, 2, 3. Hello, K-Man. This is Governor Roper here to remind you that there are only a few days left to enter the K-Man Platinum Cake Competition. Celebrate Her Majesty's Platinum Jubilee and win the chance to have your winning recipe recreated and served at Government House this June at the Queen's birthday party. Submit your recipe today at gov.ky/jubilee, where you can learn more about the competition and other exciting events. You have until Sunday, the 3rd of April. Good luck, K-Man, and happy baking.
That's going to be a great great promo. How fun is that? That's great.
Well, there you go. So you've got your own platinum cake jingle.
Yeah, that's great. Perfect. tell us real quick now, for people that are interested with this thing, you actually, for real, you are going to recreate it, and actually it'll be served at Government House then. This is a big event.
It is, and this mirrors what's happening in the UK and probably across many other countries. There's a tradition in celebrating Her Majesty's anniversaries of having a cake or a pudding or a dessert named after her. I mean, there is going back before Queen Elizabeth, there's a Victoria sponge, for example. So the idea is that we create something new, and that the cake will be made to be served at the Queen's birthday party, which is on Monday the 6th of June. We'll all eat it, but my hope is that it really takes off and that this is something that is baked in Cayman for years and years to come, and it will be known as the platinum cake or the platinum jubilee cake. That's the idea. It's not just a one-off. We want this to be a permanent thing.
Our thoughts and have been with her lately. She had some health issues and some things going on. Is she doing how's she doing? I know that you're in touch with the overseas office on a regular basis. It seems like she's still working hard and plugging along, and she's probably going to outlive all of us. But have you heard anything with an update on her health?
I just thought she recovered fully from COVID, which was obviously a worry at her age. And I think because of her age, she is obviously now reducing greatly the number of sort of activities and events that she can go to. She unfortunately had to miss the Commonwealth Day service, which is something that is very dear to her. But she has, there's a memorial service for the Duke of Edinburgh, her husband, who sadly died in April, coming up. And I know she's very, very keen to go to that. So she's fine. But obviously, at her age, she has to take things lightly.
Right. One last question. As you look out, you see the cruise ships coming in and out. Your comments on probably exciting to see the return to cruise tourism and how we're starting to bounce back on the tourism tip here a little bit. What's your thoughts with regards to that?
It is. That is very exciting, and congratulations to Minister Bryan and his ministry and everyone in the cruise industry who've got that sort of back. It's been exciting this week to see the ships out there. And, you know, I'm confident about Cayman as we bounce back from this pandemic. I think the interest from tourists is incredibly strong. I think our hotels are going to be booked out before too long. So I think great for the local community that we have. We have tourism and some revenue. We have the cruise industry and some revenue from that coming back to Cayman. So yeah, so far so good. All great. And managing the COVID risk as well is obviously really important. But I think that's also under control.
You had a caucus meeting in Little Cayman. Was it just as beautiful as it looked in the pictures over there?
It is. I love Little Cayman. I often call myself a Little Caymanian. It's an absolutely absolutely superb place. I mean, it's just unspoilt, undeveloped. People who haven't been there for a while say it's like going back to Grand Cayman many, many years ago. And it's got some incredible fauna and flora with the Booby Reserve. It's got the rock iguanas. So we really should preserve it as it is for future generations, particularly when you look around the world and we're all very aware of the threats from climate change. And in Little Cayman, it's an absolutely special place. And I great community as well. And it was nice to see them when we were over there.
Mr. Governor, thank you again for your time. We appreciate it. We hope to hear back on who won the dessert challenge. And
I hope you're going to put an entry in. I'd be very disappointed if there wasn't one from...
Now you've inspired us. We've talked about it, and now you've just pushed me over the edge. So you got it. Hey, sir, thank you again for your time.
All right.
It's always great. Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Governor Roper.
Bye-bye.